we are joined by Bernie Dieter, who has come to tell us about the Bernie Dieter's Club Cabaret.
Hi, darling. It's so nice to be here.
It is such a delight to have you in the studio again. Your show takes cabaret and just like revels in it. Just like rolls around in cabaret.
Yes, absolutely.
It's very much true to the roots of what cabaret has originally been, like this idea of messing with gender roles, messing with the idea of gender, having a lot of fun.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what has always inspired me, you know. Back in the Weimar era in Berlin, it was, as it is now, a time of kind of political turmoil, and it was a way for people to rebel, for people to express themselves, for people to be together in a safe space where literally anything goes, you know, and they could make statements, they could also just play with each other, you know, and play with the concept of what they felt like in their life was expected of them, you know, to challenge those norms and really push the boundaries on stage and in the audience. And so that is exactly what our show is all about.
And play is such an important part of what is happening, of such an important response to what is happening right now, because it brings things back to actually, like, we're just having fun. Like,
yes.
We're just, you know.
Exactly. I mean, adults do not do it enough, you know, and we need to do it more because the world is a stressful place to be right now. So, yeah, just being able to let loose and, you know, really leave your troubles at the door, as they say, but just to kind of really genuinely be in the moment, be present and play with each other. And, yeah, it's such a beautiful thing when it happens.
And trust me when I say that when you go to Bernie Dieter's cabaret, that she will guide you through. She is a mistress of ceremonies.
Yes.
That is unparalleled.
Oh, thank you, darling. Yes, absolutely. I love, taking people's hands and, you know, guiding them through this world of, you know, fire breathing, sword swallowing, contortionists, acrobats, nudity, you know, gender bending, aerialists, you know, just all this kind of beautiful, rebellious mayhem. I've got you. So even if you're a cabaret virgin, you know, and don't worry, I'm very gentle, so
you're in safe hands.
Exactly.
When you started putting this show together, right, how did you find people that fit your version or your vision of what you wanted Bernie Dieter's Club Cabaret to be?
Well, I'm very lucky. I have a lot of very talented friends, and I tour all over the world, and I meet different artists in, you know, dive bars and back alleys and at festivals, you know, and I'm lucky enough to be able to see their work, and then we work together to create something really unique and special for the world, you know, the Berlin Cabaret Club that we've created in the ice cream factory, the warehouse, you know, the kind of red lights, the thick haze, and these beautiful artists really bring their skills to the show, but I work with them to, yeah, kind of make an act that, you know, has music with the band and really becomes its own entity. And that's what I love about every season is really different, you know, because different artists come together. Like this season in Perth, it's a whole new show. We've got all new acts, and it's magical to just see it taking shape and becoming its own entity for this one season, you know.
Because there's so much more to fire breathing than just like shoving a piece of wood on fire down your throat.
Oh, absolutely. Otherwise, we'd all be doing it, you know? Yeah, it's actually very dangerous and very difficult. But yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, these artists that we have this year, they're the best in the world at what they do. And I feel so privileged to be working with them, yeah.
Do you, when it comes to kind of mentoring the other performers, moulding their performance into a Bernie Dieter performance, What are you looking for? Like, how? What do you want to come across?
I guess, you know, the skill level is really high. That's important. But also, it's the personality, you know, the human behind the act. Because it's really, it's a little family, you know. We're a family of punks, freaks, and weirdos. And everyone brings their personality to the show. And that's what I want to be able to help them showcase that in a way that they have never been able to do it before. Yeah, so it's the humans behind what they're doing, you know, this cheeky, edgy, you know, kind of punk, little bit rebellious, this spirit of wanting to push boundaries and take things to the next level. Yeah,
because without that humanity, it's as some of the skills can like risk becoming more of a carnival sideshow.
Sure, yeah.
So having the personalities being showcased and the skills being celebrated really creates a sense of connection between the audience.
Absolutely,
and the
performer. Absolutely, it's not alienating, you know, because we all have stories to tell, whether you're in the audience or whether you're on the stage. And that's a big point of the show, is to really bring people together and create that connection, because the world is really trying to polarize us and separate us and isolate us. And what we need more than anything is to actually reach out and go, hey, yeah, I might be this kind of crazy clown who's up on stage doing ridiculous things with their body, and you might be an accountant, but you know, we are human at the end of the day, no matter where we've come from or what we're doing or what gender we are, you know, we are all human. And we need to remember that and find those things that bring us together rather than focusing on the things that separate us, because actually it's our differences that make us amazing and unique and beautiful, you know. And that's, I think, an important thing to remember at the moment.
Benny Dieter's Club Cabaret, a place where you can have fun and mess with some of the ideas that, you know, sometimes we take for granted.
Absolutely, yeah. And just have one hell of a party all together.
You can grab tickets from fringeworld.com.au and go and check it out yourself. Bernie, please call me darling one more time.
Oh, darling. Thank you so much for having me.